It's June, it's hot, it's rainy, and that means mosquitoes are once again coming out in full force. This week on Florida Matters, we're talking about how the state and its residents are preparing for the potential threat of mosquito-borne illnesses like the Zika virus. Most Floridians were caught off guard when Zika arrived on U.S. soil last year. In this preview, Florida Matters host Robin Sussingham talks about how response efforts have changed since then with Rob Krueger. He's the Pinellas County Mosquito Control spokesperson. Also, Dan Chang, a reporter with the Miami Herald.
There was something that we wrote about recently. It was a study that came out of the University of Florida, and it was talking about how the real threat is when you have high numbers of mosquitoes, not necessarily high numbers of people who have Zika, whether they brought it from another country or got it here. And that's part of the reason why Miami-Dade this year or over the summer and the winter has returned to year-round spraying to try to keep those populations down. And that's something that the CDC had also recommended. They had hailed this approach that was tried in Wynwood, which was the first neighborhood, I guess, in the continental United States to really be confirmed to have a Zika virus outbreak, to spray both NALED, which kills the adult mosquitoes, and a larvicide that would kill the eggs. And this dual approach knocked down the population of mosquitoes significantly and helped, according to the CDC, break that cycle of transmission. You know, it's an interesting debate. Down here in South Florida, we had a lot of people who were opposed to NALED. They're worried that the response might be worse than Zika itself. And
they're concerned about NALED because some studies now are showing there's some problems. So they're putting more resources into it. They're spraying year-round. Rob, is this anything different than what you've been doing up here? Are you changing your tactics up in the Tampa Bay area?
Pinellas County tends to be a little bit more of a proactive county in how they do their measures to bait mosquitoes. So Dan mentioned something about using NALED. We don't use that. In fact, we responded to our community and they suggested that we not use it, and we don't participate in that, nor do we participate in products called Malathion.
What are you spraying with?
We use permethrin-based products for the most part, but that's a kind of an after effect. Our strategy as a proactive county is to actually get rid of the larvae, draining water and the like, putting containers in your home if you don't need them exposed to the rain and stuff like that. 9 out of 10 homes that we've surveyed, according to our research, yields that they are breeding their own Aedes aegypti primarily in their backyards.
9 out of 10.
Yes, ma'am. And so in Pinellas County, our whole goal is to get them at the larval stage so they never have a chance to become adults, therefore reducing greatly your chances with contracting some sort of virus or nuisance.
And you know, county mosquito officials aren't the only ones that have been fighting the spread of mosquitoes. Let's get to the next caller who shared some of his tips.
Hi, Don Liebram from Frostproof. As a retired science teacher, I immediately recognized a significant threat of the Zika virus in the spring of 2016 and took steps to help protect my community. I knew I had problems in my yard with ponding water in the rainy season, so I took pictures of the problem sections last summer. During the dry season, I added drain pipe and fill dirt. My sewage system had a cleanout plug that held water. I replaced it with one that didn't have the square depression. Mosquitoes that come into my house when I open the door to my cool, shady carport will eventually find a small electric bug zapper in my house instead of bug spray. I move it around the house, and it works very well.
Rob, this is your ideal resident.
No kidding. This guy's great. We should hire him. The only thing that really kind of add with that is, you know, it rains a lot in Florida. We also do sprinkler systems, irrigation, that kind of thing. And also even the heavy levels of humidity create some huge dew moments in the mornings and late evenings. So whenever that water collects, you know, throughout the week, our big push is to at least get out there once a week or so and drain those containers to kind of break that mosquito life cycle.
And you can hear our full conversation about the Zika virus this evening on Florida Matters. That's coming up at 6:30. You can hear the program online after it airs at wusfnews.org.